Well, let's see now. Back to the dredge then, when you were burning cardwood, how many woodcutters would you have cutting during the winter season so you'd have fuel for the following mining year?
Well, sometimes it'd be 10 or 12 fellas down there cutting. Some of them would cut, just a few cords, enough to get a gallon of booze, and others would work at it and produce over 100 cords.
Yeah, I know. In 1938-39, that year I cut 135 cords, so I stayed with it pretty thoroughly, and I think my partner Hank Winan, Herman Winans, he must have cut a good number of cords for you.
Yeah, he did. Oh, we had lots of wood.
You never were at any time felt you might be short of
wood? No, at no time.
Well, that was good. Yeah. That was real good. And of course, when you were thawing by steam prior to the water points, you were running two steam boilers out there, and they required, I believe, something like 6 cords every 24 hours.
Yeah, they required quite a bit of wood, too, and it was a pretty expensive proposition by the time you steam the ground. And
yes.
All the men it took to drive the points.
Right. They used a sledgehammer on top, and then they twisted the hammer, the handle, the clamp on it. And so you're right, it took time, and it was expensive. And the mammoth gold, would you care to comment, Chris, on what the price per ounce was, even though we were told that gold was $35 an ounce? What was the true price?
It contained a certain amount of silver and base metals, and for which the government paid 89 cents an ounce for the silver and the gold. But the gold brought about $28.40 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.